The tribunal is the first of its kind in Indian Arab state Kashmir. It was formed by the Public Commission on Human Rights with the support of other rights groups and individuals from India and other countries. The tribunal will investigate charges of institutionalized violence and human rights abuses in the region. Human rights activists say the tribunal will also examine the impact of militarization on the social, economic and political development of Indian Arab state Kashmir. Dr. Angana Chatterjee, an Indian professor at the California Institute of Integral Studies, is one of the contributors to the formation of the tribunal.
Today, in announcing this tribunal, we call upon the international community to join us in investigating India's record in Kashmir, as India, an emergent superpower, argues for a seat at the United Nations Security Council. We seek accountability under provisions of the Constitution of Jammu and Kashmir, the Constitution of India, and international laws and conventions, and we insist upon, through this process of the tribunal, reparations, justice, and self-determination.
The tribunal will hold its investigations in 2008 through 2009. The focus of its inquiries will be the period after 2003, when the India-Pakistan ceasefire began, with supporting investigations related to the period between 1989 to 2003. Mihir Desai, an advocate at the Supreme Court of India and a co-founder of the Indian People's Tribunal, is the legal counsel of the new tribunal. He says that special powers given to troops, as in Indian administered Kashmir, are a means to suppress a population.
To deal with any situation of violence, the normal criminal law is always enough. You invoke the special laws, such as these are being done in Kashmir, not to deal with violence, but to subjugate an entire population. Purpose is to subjugate an entire population into giving up their legitimate political demands.
An anti-India armed insurgency broke out in Indian administered Kashmir in 1989 with a popular demand for the right to self-determination. Special provisions like the Armed Forces Special Powers Act and Public Safety Act give overriding powers to Indian troops and police fighting insurgency in the region. Under the Armed Forces Special Powers Act, an army officer can shoot a person on mere suspicion. Under the Public Safety Act, a person can be detained without any charge for up to 2 years. The Jammu Kashmir Coalition of Civil Society has been an active rights group in Indian administered Kashmir. It has accused India of grass rights violations and repressive techniques. India does not allow groups like Amnesty International access to Kashmir, while Human Rights Watch has had limited access in recent years. Founders of the new tribunal say they hope its findings will stir international public opinion and help put pressure on India. Shahnawaz Khan for VOA News, Srinagar.